Boys basketball, Scott City 9-8 on the year after a big victory last night against Lake in 49-46, a second half that saw eight ties and four lead changes, and the Beavers prevailed in the end there. And to get to 9-8, they have a big matchup and a big league matchup with Holcomb coming up on Friday. We got a couple of the starters joining us here on the show, starting things off here. We'll start off with senior guard and Dylan Metzger. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. Thank you.
All right. Well, last night, what a thrilling game there. What was it like as a competitor to win a tight one like that?
Oh, I mean, those were the fun ones as long as you come out on top. I remember being out in the court and it was so loud in there. I don't know if I've ever heard it that loud in there. It was a blast.
At times, how tough is that when it's loud like that to focus in?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I love it as long as they're on our side, obviously. But I think it really helps us out and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, you had another good game there last night overall. And how'd you feel like you played?
I feel like I've been struggling to knock down some shots, but if I can contribute in other areas to help other guys, you know. I mean, we won, and that's all that really matters. So, I mean, just, yeah.
Well, no, that's pretty exciting there. And, you know, you guys have been part of this winning streak here to get back to 9-8 on the year. And what do you feel like has been the big key to back-to-back victories here?
I think momentum. I think we need to do a better job of, I feel like we're kind of, in the half-court offense, we like to get rushed, but I feel like when we take our time and get a good shot, you know, we can put some points on the board and, you know, shutting them down on D, and it's starting to pay off.
Hey, you faced that all 32 minutes, that full-court pressure with Lake and last night, and how tough is it to keep your composure and not get sped up?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, we struggled with Hayes last week. You know, they really sped us up a lot in the half court. I think last night we did a little better job, but we need to do a better job once we break the press to kind of settle down and find some good shots.
Well, Friday, a big game against Holcomb on the road, and so in their environment there, it's going to be a tough one there. And I think, if I understand right, you might be playing up against your cousin there, Brody, so that's got to be a fun matchup.
It will be.
All right, yeah. He hasn't asked for any pointers yet or anything like that.
No.
All right. No. Well, yeah. You don't want to give him anything good, right?
No.
All right. That's probably a good idea. Well, what would you like to see as you move forward toward the end of this season?
Just keep winning. Just keep building every day and getting better and keep bringing in the W's.
All right. Well, hopefully it's another dub on Friday. And thanks again, Dylan, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Dylan Metzger joining us here, and another starter joining us here, and sophomore Jackson Rumford as he gets the headset on here. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. You and Coulter Oldham last night had quite a battle. What was that like?
He was a really good player. He's one of those players that you really can't figure out very well, and, you know, I just got some respect for him. He's a good player. So
yeah, what a fun game. What was that like as a player last night?
It was, the environment was awesome. I have, like Dylan said, it was, has never been as loud there, like ever. And when Avery was taking that final layup down, I could not hear anything. I couldn't even hear my own thoughts. So it was just a great environment.
Well, that's always kind of fun there, but you know, it's been a season that's gone fast, and you guys are sitting in 9-8 right now. And how do you feel like that you've progressed as a player this year?
I think I've gotten more comfortable shooting the three, and I have definitely gotten more comfortable looking for my teammates, just finishing and just getting a better look, the better shot, and yeah.
All right, and you've had some pretty big moments this year, and yeah, all of a sudden, I think from the Sterling game on, you're like a three-point threat. What changed?
I think just Sterling's play style. They sat back, and I just been working on the threes, and I just started knocking them down, and I just gotten a lot more comfortable.
You had a couple of pretty good dunks this year. One was waved off on an offensive foul. Oh yeah, that was right. It was on Dylan.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Sorry about that, Dylan. Didn't mean to pick on you. But how would you rate your three dunks that you had? I know two of them counted there.
I think Holcomb was the best one. It wasn't the most clean, but it was just, the environment was awesome. And I think the Cimarron one was the next. It was just the best one, like clean-wise. And then the one that got waved off because it didn't count. But yeah,
you know, I mean, you have that opportunity. You always got love to go for that because that's it's always worth 2 points every time you make it, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right. Well, hopefully you get a few more dunks there. Maybe get an alley-oop lob from Dylan or something on Friday to make up for that. But yeah, or maybe down the road here. But you know, Friday it's going to be another pretty hostile environment, and that's got to be something pretty exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I think we're getting ready at practice, and I just think we're ready for the opportunity.
All right. Once again, Jackson Rumford joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for joining me here. Another great game, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Jackson Rumford joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Is continuing with our coaches show. We'll talk now with Coach Brian Gentry. Beavers 9-8 after their big victory last night over Lake. And I'll ask you this right off the bat. Did it feel like a postseason atmosphere last night?
It did. I think both of these guys, you know, spoke to it. But it hasn't been that loud in there for I don't know how long, if ever, especially in that last play. I mean, it just went crazy. And for good reason, you know, we had a 4-point lead and we gave it, you know, we gave it away, and then we had 2-point lead and gave it away, and they come up with a big steal and a layup to finish it out, and it was the atmosphere was pretty electric.
But what a game last night. That, I mean, it was kind of like a knockout dragout punch there. Who's the last team surviving there? But you withstood their storms. You know, it's one of those games where you couldn't get separated from Lake, but that's just how they play. And how did you feel like that your team down the stretch kept their composure? Because it's been, I mean, other than the Sterling game, you haven't had that many tight games like that.
No, that was during halftime and every timeout that we have. You know, usually we're drawing something up or talking about a play here or there. I don't think we had one huddle, you know, last night that wasn't about composure. And just, you know, making the next right play. And, you know, and we weren't perfect by any means, but man, did we make the plays that we needed to. And, you know, we fought adversity and we did some of it that was, you know, kind of self-inflicted, mm-hmm. you know, giving up a back cut layup, you know, Oldham kid just had a great game. So he, you know, he was tough and, but, you know, Avery comes out of nowhere to get a couple blocks late. Alex comes up with a big steal, you know, in what looks like it's going to be a second wide open opportunity, mm-hmm. you know, to tie the game with, you know, little to no time left, and comes up with a huge play. And, you know, I just, you know, Lawson has a huge floater to give us that 2-point lead. So, I mean, we didn't shoot the ball well mm-hmm. by any means, but we shot it well when it counted.
And that's, I would have to attribute that to a lot of the maturation process. And you were in a game like that against Sterling that you ended up unfortunately dropping in overtime. But it's learning moments from like that game and midseason tournaments that probably helped you guys win this one last night.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, you look at our schedule in general anyway, and it's a grind. And then, you know, that's scheduled. Mm-hmm. And then you throw in the midseason tournament where, you know, we get Sterling, we get Southeast Saline. I mean, those are two matchups that, you know, not a lot of teams in the state want. And, you know, we competed, we got better, and we learned. And, you know, our guys continue, and we've talked about this, I think, every week, but, you know, never gets old. Our guys show up to practice ready to go. And, you know, we don't have dull practices very often. We don't have bad attitudes. And if you can do that for such a long season and not have, little days where there's ups and downs, you know, you're going to have a good season regardless of what happens. And, you know, I've really enjoyed these guys.
Yeah, they're a good group there, and they've continued to learn and get better. And you go Friday night, talked a little bit about it post-game show last night, Holcomb coming in, and they've have had a tough stretch here as of late, and they've played a pretty tough schedule, and Ulysses got them by 6 last night on the road there, and that may be a surprise to quite a few people just considering, you know, they're probably looking at records. It's mm-hmm. it's a major upset, but we saw Ulysses last week, and they look like a totally different team than probably what you've seen all year. But Holcomb, they're going to be a little angry coming up Friday night, and you know they're always going to be well-coached.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talk about our schedule, and then, you know, you look back at Holcomb's, you know, midseason tournament. They have Goodland. They have Colby. They have Hugoton. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, you know, those are very difficult matchups. And then, you know, last night was what it was. And Ulysses is that team that can really give people problems because they don't play with a lot of concern for failure, you know, and that's good.
Yeah.
It gets you every once in a while, but, you know, it makes you dangerous. And so if they're shooting the ball well, they play with a ton of confidence. And so, yeah, you know, Friday night, and I kind of mentioned this to our guys today, you know, if you think there's a team in this state that wants to win Friday night more than Holcomb does, you're kidding yourself. And they're going to come in, you know, on a bit of a, you know, downhill slide. And they're still sitting right there in that same sub-state situation that we are. Mm-hmm. And so we have got to take this game very serious. You know, our guys need to do, you know, what they're capable of doing, which is, you know, rebound and run. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we do. We don't like getting stuck in half-court games. Mm-hmm. And our guys do a very good job. They thrive in running the floor. And when the ball doesn't stick, we're very good. But you know, like last night, we didn't have our best offensive game by any means, but that's just, you know, a pat on the back to Lakin.
You know, getting win number 10, that is going to be a huge opportunity here Friday night, just for possible postseason seeding.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, getting there. It's so crazy that it's so locked up like it is right now. But you know, if every game is huge from here on out, and they're all winnable games, but they're all very, very tough teams. They're all very well coached teams, and our guys have to really, really just play within themselves. And I thought last night we kind of didn't. I thought we got a little ahead of ourselves, and we didn't stick to what we were trying to do. Actually, you know, in the first part of that first quarter, we were doing exactly what we needed to do. We were up 9-2. We were getting our, you know, we were pitching the ball ahead. We were getting easy layups. And I think that got us in the end because mm-hmm. we had scored so easily early that we just kept expecting it to happen. Mm-hmm. And when it didn't, we were still shooting, you know, shots that we probably shouldn't have been taking. Yeah. And so that's a learning thing too. Yeah. And, you know, I know our guys are going to, you know, take every bit of coaching that we give them and you know, learn from it, and you know, you can't ask for nothing more.
But what a fun you know, situation to be in as well there, and this sub-state just continues to show that it's going to be very wide open here come late February, early March. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and thanks again as always, Coach, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.